I'm so glad you could join me for dinner tonight. We aren't going to be making a habit of this. I cannot be giving the newest member of the crew special treatment. That being said, I do like to check in on my new members periodically during our first voyage. I want to make sure you're comfortable and everything's running smoothly. Were you able to get everything done that was required of you? Are you sure? Unlucky Hank has given me a full rundown of your behavior and your competence. I figured we could discuss it while having some dinner. I know yesterday I so cruelly teased you with the promise of an orgasm to come, and you still haven't gotten it. Before we go over this together, I wanted to get your opinion on something. Do you firmly believe that you did a good enough job on deck to earn an orgasm from your captain? I like your confidence, puppets. It's one of the reasons I've decided to take a chance on you. You met everyone aboard today, didn't you? I thought so. Amber said she had shown you some of the basics and that you were a quick learner. I thought you had sailed on a ship before. Have you not? You are just one mystery right after another, puppet. If this is how you plan on keeping my interest, it might very well work. I always love solving mysteries. But let's move to more pressing matters. I'm sure it was hard to focus on work today, all penned up from last night. Replaying my moans in your head, the taste of my cunt on your lips, swallowing around my finger, making eye contact. A gust of wind is enough to set you off. Poor little slut. Doing your best to keep focus and make a good impression. You wanted to make sure that you would be able to come today. You wanted to impress me, impress the rest of the crew. Well, it paid off. Unlucky Hank was quite proud of you. He said you took to being our newest boatswain just like a fish takes to water. He had nothing but glowing praise for your work ethic as well as, well, a few crude comments, but that's to be expected aboard a ship like this. My crew can't help by fucking an adorable slut when they so willingly join our crew. Do you want to know what some of those comments were? I bet you're dying to know. I'll start with Unlucky Hank, since he was in charge of you today. He said he got distracted any time you bent over. He also said that when you got sprayed by water, your shirt got all wet. The entire crew was looking at you like you were the most delicious thing that they've ever seen. And yet, you were oblivious to all this attention. Amber said your face is adorable when you're confused, but you're a bit too clumsy to be working in the kitchen with her. But then she followed it up saying you make great eye candy. One of her deckhands, Billy, they said that you were exactly their type. They told Hank that they wished they spotted you before I had, because, well, Captain has first dibs. I can ask them to tell me in detail what they want to do to you, and then you can let me know if that would make you even more desperate. Do you want to know what they've been fantasizing about with you? What they want to do to you? All the filthy things they've been thinking about? What? You don't like hearing how much they want you? Donnie and Cena wanted to share you between the two of them. The hungry look in their eyes as they pictured what was underneath all that clothing. Did you show them? You kept it for your captain, didn't you? What a good slut you are. I guess I can spare you some humiliation. I'm sure your cheeks are burning at this point, knowing how badly everyone wants you. But you only give it to me, don't you? It's interesting. You are such a whore for me, letting me take my pleasure from your body and asking nothing in return. That's not typical slutty behavior. Most of the sluts I fuck, they want to come as well. They beg for it, usually. But you didn't. You either are in much more of a dire position than I realized, or they did a number on you wherever you're from. Either way, it means I get to play with something shiny and new. Answer me this. Have you ever orgasmed before, Poppet? Oh, it's so easy to humiliate you. You're just so lovely when you're flustering under my gaze and words. Take off your pants and get on the bed. I'm going to give you your first orgasm. Whether that was a lie or not, I don't care. Either way, you were good today. You've earned this. You prove that you have what it takes to stay aboard a ship with me in charge. Now I want to see how well you can behave yourself when you're getting fucked. Are you going to remember your manners? Are you going to be polite and dainty? Are you going to turn feral on me? I need to know what type of caged animal you've repressed inside those tacky clothes, and I don't feel like waiting anymore. Spread your legs for me, slut. Looks like I was right. Someone really was horny. A win really could have just made you orgasm, huh? So good for me today. I'll admit, I was a little nervous. I wasn't sure how your first day would go, but you made me so proud. And that deserves a reward, doesn't it? Yeah. Has anyone ever tasted you down here before? Interesting. That's it, puppet. Bury your hands in my white hair. Feel my tongue piercing as I flick around. It feels good, doesn't it? Such a warm, fun little bead. Right in the middle of such a strong muscle. It feels so good, doesn't it, slut? Oh, come on. There's no real point in hiding your noises. You can be as loud as you want. I think everyone aboard the ship knows what you are, puppet. We all know that you're a slut. We all know what a whore you are. You're the type of person who spreads their leg in order to get passage. There's no reason to be embarrassed by it or find any shame. No, no, no. It just so happens that that's my favorite kind of slut. The kind that so eagerly spreads their legs and doesn't ask for anything in return. That's it, whore. Let my tongue play with you as I suck. Oh, it's so good. I love how you taste. I love how you feel in my mouth. So delicious, puppet. Look at me. Watch my face. Watch my tongue. focus on that piercing right here. Watch as it disappears against your flesh, bringing you some kind of pleasure that you couldn't have predicted. But it feels good, doesn't it? So wet and warm. You're being such a good slut for your captain. This is how you paid for your fare on the last boat. Did you also lie? Did you also tell them that you knew what you were doing and then just spread your legs? This seems to be what you're good at doing. It's okay, whore. You can be honest with me. Your body is. It tells me how much you like these words, this treatment, the feeling of my tongue, the feeling of my mouth. Oh, and what a pretty slut you make. Oh, you're being so good for me. That's it. Taking everything I give you like a good slut. You're not even asking for any more, are you? No, because you know I know what you need. Then I can take care of you. I'll protect you from the Navy if it means I get to taste more of you. That I get to sit between your thighs, look up at your adoring face, and make you come. I'm your entire world right now, aren't I? Good. Let's keep it that way. You should only have eyes for your captain. You should only respond to me. My crew is, of course, allowed to eye fuck you, slut. I can't really do anything about what they think. But physically, the only person fucking you is me. Say it. That's a good whore. Say it again. Oh, puppets. You're so good for me. Exceeded all of my wildest dreams so far, and it's only been a day. I guess we can only keep going up, right? I'm taking it so well. That's it. Such a pretty slut for me, moaning while my tongue flicks and my mouth sucks. You just keep focusing on how good it feels, how the little ball of my piercing feels against you, flicking, caressing, stroking your most sensitive parts. It feels almost too good to be true, doesn't it? My warm, wet mouth worshipping you. Treating you like you're some type of treasure when you're really just a common whore. You can't even begin to imagine what you did to deserve such treatment. But it feels good. And more importantly, it makes you want to come, doesn't it? I know it does, puppet. That's what you want. Ah, You think you're going to be able to come from your captain's mouth alone? Do you think I'm going to need to put my fingers inside you? I'm not sure if you would know what to do. Do you know how to come when you're empty? I don't know if this is your first time in general or just your first time with me, but you really are acting the part of the blushing virgin. It's adorable. I'm not used to sluts playing coy with me. Normally they're begging by now. But you're keeping your composure. I want to break it. Oh. It's my sweet slut taking it so well. Just like that, yeah. Use your hips. Go on, I can take it. A weak thing like you won't break me. So dainty and delicate. Just like a noble. Ah. That's my good slut. Moan for me. Let the entire crew hear how easy you are. Give them something to jack off to later. Using your own sounds of pleasure. That's going to be going in their spank bank. How does it feel knowing that everyone on the ship tonight's probably going to be masturbating to you being a whore? To you putting out for the captain. Not like you have much of a choice. You're not gonna tell me no. Not in your position. Such a good slut. You're making me so proud. With every moan you let escape, I fall a little bit deeper in like with you. Makes me want to keep you around longer. Play with you more. Does my slut want to stay around? You want to keep being the captain's shiny new toy, don't you? Of course you do. That's the only way you're going to be safe. The only way you'll survive the Navy. I don't think you have the skills to do it yourself. That's my good slut. You must be getting so close. Every flick of my tongue, every stroke of my piercing, I feel so good. You can't help it. You're gonna come, aren't you? Come on, puppets. Come for me. Show the captain how grateful you are. You can do it. Don't you want to show me how grateful you are? Don't you want to make me proud? Make me happy? Make me wet? Then come. Come for me, slut. You can do it. Delicious. You've impressed me, Puppet. It's evident you've never actually been on a ship like this before, but you're smart and a quick learner. You're going to do just fine aboard the Wanton Maiden. I don't even know what I was worried about. Now close your eyes. You're staying in my quarters this evening. I don't want to let such a lovely thing out of my sight. Who knows what my crew would do to you, Puppet?